Well, amen. What a blessing it has already been just being in church. And I trust that you have already been ministered to. I know I have been. And there is a God, and I'm glad I know Him. And I believe that you must believe there's a God, or you wouldn't be here this morning. And we need to get to know Him even better. And I trust that as we assemble ourselves together, and we open up His Word and hear the preaching of the Word, that it will help us to know Him better. He's a God I know. 17 down to verse 28. Acts chapter 28. If you would, if you're able to, go ahead and stand with me. We'll read the Word of God together. As I read, you follow right along with me. Verse 17. And it came to pass that after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together. And when they were come together, he said unto them, Men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or customs of our fathers, yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who when they had examined me would have let me go, because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar, not that I had aught to accuse my nation of. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you, to see you, and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. And they said unto him, We neither receive letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee. But we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest, for as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. And when they had appointed him a day, when there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning until evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. When they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word, and well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. Seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known, therefore, unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. And let's pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow before you, again, Lord God, what a blessing it is to be able to assemble ourselves together in thy name. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for giving each one of us here today the opportunity to be here. And Lord, I pray that as we have assembled here, that we would first and foremost sense your presence here amongst us. And I pray that you would open up our hearts and our minds and our ears to be able to hear exactly what you have for us today. I ask that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. The main reason that Paul would have sacrificed his freedom, because Paul had somewhat dual citizenships, he was a free Roman Jew, and he was also a free Gentile. But he sacrificed his freedom, and he would appeal to Caesar and be taken to Rome as a prisoner. The reason he did this was to help the Jews to believe in Jesus as their Messiah. That's what he's pointing out to them here in the last chapter of the book of Acts here. He would also write in Romans in chapter 10 and verse 1, "My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Under the direction of the Holy Spirit, Paul would first of all want to preach to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. They listened to only one sermon. If you look there in verse 20, the Bible says, "But we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest, for as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." Then verse 23, "And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him and to this lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning until evening." And then verse 25 says, "And when they had agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word." Now that one word was one message. A message, no doubt, that Paul had been preparing and planning on presenting to these Jews for some time. He gave up his freedom. He became a prisoner to be able to take this truth as he seen it, and clear, obvious proof that Jesus would be the Messiah. And he had the entire Old Testament, and he wanted to reason with them concerning exactly what God had revealed to them concerning the Messiah, and then presenting to them Jesus. All this was taking place. They listened to only one message. And then the Jews, as a people and as a nation, rejected the gospel. Now, we know this because what it said here, some believed things which were spoken and some believed not. But as we look back in history and we understand what took place, they totally rejected and still do today. The Orthodox Jew has rejected Jesus as being their Messiah. Verse 28, "Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it." Paul knew that the Gentiles would receive it. And he was already involved in ministering to the Gentiles, but he wanted to make sure that those that should have believed, that had the greatest opportunity to believe, the Jews, on whom Jesus the Messiah came as a Jew. And so they would have the message sent to them first. And Paul would go all the way to Rome and address the leaderships of the Jews, that they would first of all be able to hear and to receive this truth that would lead them to salvation and receiving the Messiah, Jesus, as their Savior. So he witnessed the Jews rejecting, but the Gentiles receiving. Yeah. So why would the Jews reject Christ? And basically, why would the Gentiles receive Christ? I think it's recorded for us that we today in the 21st century can look back and we can grasp what took place then and realize the same things are taking place today. Paul quotes an Old Testament prophet named Isaiah. concerning his prophecies, which would extend into New Testament times. And he would say, go unto the people and say, hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. And then verse 27, for the heart of this people begins with the heart, is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed. This is what Israel, this is what the Jews have done. And this is something that we find that even God in the prophecy of the Old Testament, and no doubt this might have even been part of what Paul was to present to these Jews. This is what God says will take place. Don't allow this to happen in your heart, in your life. Their heart was waxed gross. That idea of waxing is to become harder and harder to pass from one state to another. The more you reject Christ, the more you reject the conviction of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, your heart becomes harder and harder. The more opportunity you have to receive Jesus Christ and you fail to act upon the opportunities that God has given to you to know the truth, your heart will become harder and harder. And it will wax gross, basically is what he is saying here. That gross means the bulk or the whole. Your whole being. Before they would open their eyes to see or even open their ears to hear, they had already hardened their hearts. And after this great opportunity, their hearts would become even harder and harder. Verse 22, but we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest. Because they're thinking it's only coming from the mind of a man. What thou thinkest. For as concerning this sect, for we know that everywhere it is spoken against. They'd already called it a sect, which today would be the same as calling it a cult. They called it a cult, and they had already heard all the negative things about it. And if you will, they had already made up their mind about what Paul was going to present to them. Hebrews in chapter 3. I want you to just let me read this to you, but write it down so you can go back and study it. See, once a person hardens their heart, it takes much to reach them. The more you harden your heart, it takes even more to reach them. Because some people's hearts would continue to get harder and harder to the place where in their own minds they don't think that they could ever receive Christ because they had rejected him so many times. And their heart is just hardened to the truth. Whenever the Spirit of God convicts us of certain sins, and we say, I don't want to hear it. And you reject the conviction of the Holy Spirit concerning even a sin in your life, even if you've already believed in Jesus Christ, you are hardening your heart to that conviction of that sin, to the place where it will continue to get harder and harder, and that sin will overwhelm you. To the place where you might even live the rest of your life hardened to a certain thing that God has been trying to get you to confess and forsake that would lead to more grace and peace in your life. Hebrews in chapter 3 in verse 15, it says this, while it is said today, don't let it go any farther. Today, if thou wilt hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. Harden not your heart. If you're going to hear from God, you can't go into it with a hard heart. In chapter 4, in verse 7, it says somewhat the same thing. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And what had happened here to the Jews, because they had heard a lot of negative things, and they had already named this as a cult. They had already said this is a sect. They had already hardened their hearts before Paul would preach one message, reveal one thing. Yeah. Their heart was waxed gross. Following a hardened heart, the Bible says, and their ears were dull of hearing. Their ears were dull of hearing. Once they did hear, they didn't want to hear what they didn't want to hear. That's pretty much is what the Bible said. That dull of hearing, it's the opposite of being sharp. It's the opposite of wanting to take it in and apply it to my life. But they were dull of hearing. They didn't want it to cut through. They didn't want to be convicted. They didn't want to hear what they didn't want to hear. Wow. Have you ever been there? Didn't want to hear what they didn't want to hear. Truth or not, because they harden their hearts, they become dull of being able to hear. They were dull of hearing because what Paul would present to them, it didn't align with their own thinking. Do you shut somebody out as soon as they say something that you do not agree with? Something that you don't want to agree with. They didn't want to think of their Messiah as being a sacrificial lamb. They didn't want to think of their Messiah that had already come, and then they had part in crucifying him, and he was crucified on the cross of Calvary because he had become a sacrificial lamb. He died for the sins of the world. They didn't want that kind of Messiah. They did not want to think that was their Messiah. So not only did they harden their heart, they were dull of hearing what Paul was trying to present to them, that the Old Testament, actually the prophets, presented a church age that they did not want to believe would come. They believed when their Messiah come that they would go right into the millennial reign of Christ. He would set up a kingdom. He would rule and reign. And they would rule and reign with him, which is prophecy. But they lost sight of this church age. Verse 23. And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him and to his lodging, to whom he expounded. Paul now is expounding and testified the kingdom of God.
He revealed to them, yes, you're not wrong in knowing that there's going to be the kingdom of God. There's going to be a millennial reign. The Messiah will sit on the throne in Jerusalem, and there will be a millennial kingdom. And persuaded them concerning Jesus. He is the Messiah, but before he will come back and rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he had to come to be a sacrificial lamb. God had to offer his only begotten son as a blood sacrifice for the remissions of sins. He persuaded them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses, it's there, and out of the prophets, it's there, from morning until evening. They didn't want to hear what they didn't want to hear, even though what they believed was wrong, and what they had opportunity to hear was truth. See, today, we're in the church age. At the end of the church age, even the Gentiles will reject Christ. There's going to be a great apostasy. The Jews never have received him as a whole, as a nation. But the Gentiles will fall away from this truth. Why is that? Paul would write in 2 Thessalonians chapter 10, verse 12, they believed not the truth, but had pleasures in unrighteousness. They didn't want to hear the truth because they were having pleasures in their unrighteousness or in their lifestyles, in their sin. They didn't want to hear that what they were living, the kind of lifestyle they were living, was that of sin. Even though the preaching was still there and the truth was there, they didn't want to hear what they didn't want to hear. And it's going to get more and more like that. He would write in 2 Timothy chapter 3 concerning the end times, they are to be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. I don't want to give up what I enjoy doing. And I really don't want to hear, if God says it's wrong, that's something I don't want to hear. Because I have already accepted it in my life, I've accepted it in my mind, I've accepted it in my understanding, because this is how I'm going to live my life. This is what I'm going to do, whether God approves of it or not. They become dull of hearing. Because they've already hardened their heart. They don't want to hear what they don't want to hear. But it's still going to be preached by the true church. All the way up until the day that Christ calls the church home. It'll be preached. Whether you want to hear it or not, it's going to be preached. The more opportunities you have to hear it, the more accountable you're going to be. John 3:19, Jesus said, men love darkness rather than light. Darkness associated with unrighteousness, associated with sin. Light is associated with Christ, righteousness. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. They don't want to give them up. So they had, their hearts was waxed gross, their ears were dull of hearing. In verse 27, and their eyes have they closed. Eyes have they closed. They've allowed themselves to be blinded. They've allowed it because you determine what you think. In spiritual warfare, that's something that is evident, that God, that the Bible reveals very clearly that Satan is a prince of the power of the air. Satan has always been there. He was there in the Old Testament to blind. He's here in the New Testament, and his desire is to continue to blind the minds of humanity. His number one goal is to keep anybody from believing that Jesus is the very and the only begotten Son of God, that Jesus is the only way to salvation. He's going to try to keep you from ever getting saved. If you do get saved, then he's going to try to render you useless for the cause of Christ. How is he going to render those believers useless? By waxing their hearts, hardening their hearts, dulling their ears, closing their eyes. And when you do that, it's a great apostasy, a falling away from truth. Wow. Satan works in the darkness and will keep us blinded to the light if we allow it to happen. If you only stay in the world, you're going to be blinded. If you don't listen to the news, you're going to be blinded. If you don't sit down and open your Bible, if you don't come to the church where you're going to hear the preaching of the Word of God, you're going to be blinded. First of all, blinded by saying, I don't need the church. Blinded by saying, I don't need to read the Bible. I already know it. Really? Have you really studied it? See how many times God has told us that we need his word? We need his truths? He would tell us not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner some is, and even the more so as you see the day approaching, because the world's going to get darker, and outside the light that he provides for us through the word and through the preaching and through his church, you're going to be blinded. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. If you open your eyes, your spiritual eyes, you can see it all around us. You can see the evil in the world. How can you not see the evil that's in the world more today by being able to see on television, be able to see what is taking place around the world and the evil that's taking place right before our very eyes? There is a devil. And there is evil that is behind all of this. When man rejects Christ, he opens a door for evil to come in. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. Don't close your spiritual eyes. Don't close your spiritual eyes, because you will be able to see clearly. If you have the understanding of God, if you have the understanding of his word, if you're in the light, you'll be able to see it. So that's why the Jews rejected. Why would Paul know beyond the shadow of doubt the Gentiles would believe? Be it known therefore unto you that salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. Can I tell you, it's always been God's will for all humanity to hear the truth and be saved. Not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to this repentance. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. That's all humanity. The Jew first, because they had the greatest opportunities to believe, and they would reject Christ. And then the Gentiles. Why would they believe? Because their hearts would not be hardened, would not be waxed grossed. This would be new to them. No preconceived ideas or thoughts of a Messiah. The Jews thought the Messiah, when he would come, he would establish this dominance, this world kingdom, and he will, but after the church age. The Gentiles had no idea of a kingdom age. They had their own gods. They had their own beliefs. They had their own way of life. And then they heard the gospel. Because they didn't have any preconceived ideas, when they heard the gospel with an open heart, with a heart ready to receive, the conviction was there. And they yielded to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And they would receive Christ, readily receive Christ. Wow. They would listen to preaching. Because they would understand that Jesus established his church, and in this church age, that he had already established the fact that he is going to speak to them through the preaching of the word. Titus in chapter 1, in verse 1, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the knowledge, the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. They know that they're sinners. They know that their lifestyle is not in the light. And when they hear the truth and the conviction, they are readily more able to see the evil in their past lifestyle, and they're more apt to receive the truth and the acknowledgement of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching. You see, standing up here and taking the Bible and presenting to you a message from the Bible is not new to us. It is not designed by man. It was not designed by the Baptist. It was designed by God. And accepted by the Baptist. As John came as John the Baptizer, John came and he preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus came after John, as John provided the beginning, the coming of Christ, as he was the forerunner of Christ. And after Jesus came, you know what Jesus preached, his first message, public message? Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And you have to repent. You have to acknowledge the fact that you are a sinner in need of a Savior and look to Jesus as being the only plan of salvation. Amen. And when you repent and receive him, you have a part in the kingdom of heaven. You're born again into that very kingdom. Hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. What you're doing here this morning was designed by God and carried out by this Lighthouse Baptist Church, has been doing this for some 37 years. And other churches far longer than that. In this 21st century, the light has been here for all who would come to the light, who would not harden their heart, who would not come here dull of hearing, who would not come here blinded, but they would come here with an open heart. They would come here with an ear to hear. They would come here to open their eyes to what God has made clear for their eyes to see. Do you have your spiritual eyes open as you look and read the Old Testament? You look at the prophecies
that have been already fulfilled? How can you not see that when you just look into history and you see what took place with Israel? You see what took place with a nation that were started out as slaves in Egypt, and an almighty God delivered them out of Egypt, took them across the desert land and fed all 2 million and led them up to the land of Canaan, the promised land, and actually would then give them the promised land of Canaan for them to establish their own place of worship so the whole world could look back and see a nation that was under God. It wasn't the United States to start with, it was Israel. The world looked at Israel as being under God, the only creator God, and Israel become one of the most powerful nation on planet Earth at one time. That's history. We can all look at history and we can see what God did with his people until they rejected him and failed to accomplish what he had for them to accomplish. And then God allowed them to be taken into captivity. But he delivered them even out of captivity and gave them the promise of the Messiah. Now we look back in history and can I tell you, we can see the Messiah came. The coming of Christ, the virgin born Son of God. He impacted this world like nothing else has ever impacted this world. Matter of fact, he established Christianity, which is still going strong some 2,000 years afterwards. How can you not see? When Christ was here, he presented the New Testament scriptures, which was the New Testament. It was completed after the book of Acts, after that transitional period. Now we have not only the Old Testament, we have the New Testament and the prophecies of the New Testament, the book of Revelation revealing to us what's going to happen in end times and end days. And it is unfolding before our very eyes. How can you not see? The only way that you're not able to see is you have closed your eyes. You've allowed Satan to blind you to the truth. Open your eyes. See what God would have us to see. The impact that Christ and Christianity has had on the world up until this day. It's a reality. So, two types of people in the Old Testament we find is the Jews and the Gentiles. Jesus came for both. God sent his son to die for both. And during this time, the Jews are just like the Gentiles. They are not privileged. They have to receive Christ as their Savior. They have to believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Which leads us to two types of people today. Lost and saved. That's the difference in humanity right now. You got the lost in the world who have waxed their hearts. Waxed gross. They've hardened them. Some will never receive Christ because their hearts have got so hardened. Not that they couldn't, but they will not because of their hardened hearts. Even believers have become dull of hearing and will continue to become dull of hearing. And even believers will even close their eyes. My question this morning, will you open up your heart to be able to hear and to be able to see what God wants you to? Lost so you can get saved. Saved so you can live a life pleasing unto God. John, and I'll close with this, John 20 and verse 30 says this, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, all these signs. But these are written. And they're written by God, preserved by God so that we can see. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Will you open up your heart? Open up your ear? Open up your eyes to what God has for us. Believe and receive him. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. The Jews just hardened their hearts. Became dull of hearing. Closed their eyes. Let's not do that today. Let's learn from what God has revealed to us. Let's not do that today. Is there something that you've allowed into your heart that has continued to make it harder and harder to hear and to see the truth? Maybe you need to come this morning, confess and forsake that. Ask God to give you that tender heart so that you can open up your ears, you can open up your eyes and be blessed. Father, we love you. Thank you for the truth of your word. And I pray this morning, God, you know exactly what message you had and how you have applied it to all that have heard. And I ask, God, that not only would they have heard, but now they will make whatever decisions that you would have them to make. Bless in this invitation today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.